Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Maryland Risk Management Education Podcast. My name is Paul Gehringer, and I am the Extension Legal Specialist here in the Department of Ag and Resource Economics at the University of Maryland. And today we're going to look at a blog post I pulled together recently looking at the Ninth Circuit's decision in favor of the Montana beef checkoff program. You may be wondering why we focus in on, you know, a beef checkoff program out of the state of Montana, but it would have had implications here in Maryland and Virginia, depending on how the court had ruled. So it's something we have to keep in mind. So to get into it, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals recently affirmed the U.S. District Court of the District of Montana's decision holding that the Montana Beef Councils and other qualified state beef councils, or QSBCs, advertisements are exempt from First Amendment scrutiny. The decision is in Ranchers Cattlemen Action Legal Fund United Stock Growers of America versus Vilsack. And this decision came out July 27, 2021. So give a little background on the decision. In 1985, Congress passed the Beef Promotion and Research Act of 1985, which imposed a $1 per head assessment on all cattle sold in the United States. This checkoff has been used to fund promotions to expand domestic and international markets and uses of beef. The Secretary of Agriculture oversees the checkoff program through the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board members. The program operates through a QSBC collecting the checkoff, retaining 50 cents of every dollar to fund the state beef program, and passing the remaining 50 cents to the federal program. A beef producer may choose to opt out of funding the QSBC and direct the entire checkoff to the federal program. Since 2016, the Secretary has worked through the Ag Marketing Service, or AMS, to enter into Memorandums of Understandings, or MOUs, with the QSBCs, giving the Secretary more oversight over the operations of the QSBCs. The QSBCs can contract with third parties to produce advertisements and promotional materials, but the Secretary must pre-approve all contracts and plans/projects developed by the third parties. At the same time, QSBCs can also make non-contractual transfers to third parties for promotional materials, and the resulting materials do not need pre-approval. At issue in this case is whether the non-contractual promotional materials are effectively government speech. RCAF, the Ranchers Cattlemen's Action Legal Fund, is arguing these materials are compelled speech protected under the First Amendment. So to give a little bit of a litigation background on this, RCAF first challenged the Montana Beef Program in 2016, alleging that the Montana program distributed funds according to the federal program was unconstitutional compelled private speech. As the litigation was pending, Montana's Beef Council entered into an MOU with USDA. Initially, the district court and the Ninth Circuit did not consider the impacts of the MOU. Later in the litigation, RCAF amended its complaint to include additional QSBCs who had MOUs with USDA. The district court found that because the Secretary of Ag had sufficient control over the QSBC speech and the third party speech, which the QSBCs contract with, the promotional materials were effectively government speech not protected under the First Amendment. RCAF then appealed that decision. That leads us to the Ninth Circuit's ruling. The main issue on appeal was whether the government effectively controlled whether the speech was effectively controlled by the government was government speech. The court looks at prior Supreme Court decisions in Johans v. Ag Marketing Association, The Supreme Court and Johans upheld portions of the beep checkoff program against claims that the promotions were compelled speech because the government controlled the promotions to set an overall message and approve the words used. The Supreme Court in that decision looked at three aspects, showing the speech was indeed government speech. Congress created the beef checkoff program and the promotional activities. That's number one. Number two, Congress and USDA specified the general content of the promotional activities. And number three, the Secretary of Agriculture exercised final approval over the wording of the promotional campaigns. Using the past Supreme Court decision, the Ninth Circuit had applied the factors in two past decisions. In one case involving the California Pistachio Commission, the court found that the assessments on pistachio sales was constitutional because the assessment was under the control of the California Pistachio Commission and was government controlled, with the state specifying the overall goal of the program and exercising control over the messaging. The court upheld a similar required assessment for California table grape growers. In that decision, the court found the state statute creating the commission and the assessment went further than the Beef Act, the federal Beef Act at issue in Johans. With the California table assessment, the state could remove and appoint all board members of the Table Grape Association. The state did not require the review of commission developed messaging, but the court still upheld the decision. To the Ninth Circuit, the current case on appeal involving the Montana QSBC looks similar to the two past decisions. According to the MOU, all promotional, advertising, research, and consumer information plans by the QSBCs must be pre-approved by the Secretary of Agriculture. QSBCs must also submit annual budgets explaining and anticipated expenses for approval by the Secretary of Agriculture. To the Ninth Circuit, this approval of the QSBC's budget would include any third parties contracted with by the QSBCs. At the same time, the third parties were required under the regulations implementing the Beef Act to meet certain requirements. Secretary also had clear authority to prevent QSBCs from contracting with third parties which did not meet the Beef Act requirements. This was enough to agree with the district court that the third party's advertising was government speech, not compelled speech protected under the First Amendment. So Zahavnasky's case is, why do we care? Or in these decisions, why do we care? This case involved at least 19 states which had QSBCs with MOUs with USDA. Included in the 19 states were Maryland and Virginia, as I mentioned earlier. This potential decision ends at least 6 years worth of litigation arguing over the beef checkoff program's constitutionality. RCAF, the plaintiff in the case, still has ongoing litigation in the federal district court for the District of Columbia, arguing that USDA did not have the authority to enter into these MOUs with the QSBCs. We're going to have to monitor that litigation and see if RCAF decides to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court on this issue. So thank you again for listening. If you have any questions on today's podcast or any thoughts on future episodes I should cover, I've had people reach out in the past to offer up, you know, topics or suggest people to interview. So please, if you have those thoughts, let me know. If you have any questions or thoughts, you can email me at LGOERING@umd.edu. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at AgLawPaul. So you can send me messages there as well. So thank you again for listening and enjoy the rest of your day.